Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You have now arrived at Stadium and Gale.
Boys and girls, ladies and gents, welcome to another episode of Stadium and Gale. It's your favorite Uncle Silk,
Nick, and Daniel's off watching competitive stick figure skating tonight.
Stick figure skating? What did we call it last time?
I think that's what I was calling it.
Curling?
No, curling's better. Curling's better than hockey. I got some support on the timeline from that too.
Speed curling is, I think, what we called it.
Maybe sissy curling.
Whoa.
Someone's going to fight me. I'm not trying to mess with hockey players either.
I've never seen you fighting and curling, so I wouldn't call it sissy curling.
It's a gentleman's game.
I like it. Grown-ups.
It's just a bunch of grown-ups.
Shout out to Dan, man. Shout out to the Tampa Bay Lightning. They got a good season going on. Dan got some tickets, so he had to sell us out. And we're not mad at it. I like it.
You got to know where you stand, and I think we learned that today.
Yeah. I get it. Playoff games. Weekend? Certain playoff games depends on the team. I'll sell you guys out too for the right team.
I went to a couple Heat finals games back in the Big Three day. That's fun. Your team's in the finals. How'd you get tickets to that?
How'd you get tickets?
So my buddy's uncle, the day before the decision, bought 8 season tickets. Just thought, hey, LeBron's coming. I'm gonna buy these season tickets, and then he would sell them throughout the year to make the money back. And then if you have season tickets, you get first priority. So he would buy playoff tickets. And then if he could go, he would go. If he couldn't, he would sell them. And then every once in a while, we'd be in town and we would get those tickets. So I saw a bunch of games. Saw Heat Knicks. I was at game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Boston Heat. That was the first year they won the championship. Yeah, playoff basketball is crazy. Playoff hockey is pretty cool, too.
Yeah, I got into playoff hockey real crazy one year. I was a Tampa Bay Lightning fan for a whole full postseason. That was fun.
You've dropped them?
I just don't have time to even, like, watch regular stuff in life, let alone hockey. Like, I haven't even been watching NBA playoffs because, like, time has been, like, not on my side.
I've watched the least amount of NBA playoffs this year that I've ever watched.
Yeah,
I kind of just like wake up next morning and like throw on Sports Center. I'm like, oh yeah, there was the playoffs are going on right now.
I think it's a great product. Like the talent is crazy good. It's just like not enough time in the day for me right now. And I got a little sport during the pandemic, getting daytime basketball as well.
Oh yeah, that was the pandemic was fun. Like we had playoff basketball, we had like 7 games a day. Hey, we're starting at noon and we're playing until midnight.
Right.
That was nothing else to do, just sitting in the house and you got sports on all day. That was fun.
It felt like March Madness, man. But how was your weekend?
Good. The girlfriend, her sister, brother-in-law, and her nephews were in town. So running after a 3-year-old. He was sleeping in the office, and the office is not kid-proof. And I did not think that through. So like the iMac, the keyboard, I walked in the room and he's like throwing the keyboard around. I'm like, this is not the room for you to be in, my man.
You got to childproof that thing, man.
I got no children, so we don't have to childproof it yet.
It was good practice, man. You getting surprised? How's the practice going? You like it? You ready for a toddler?
No, I'm looking for if anyone, the doctors do vasectomies, want to sponsor the podcast, hit me up. DMs are open.
Oh, man. You're trying to ghost ride the whip, man.
That's it.
Crazy. I had an okay weekend. It wasn't too bad. Just a lot of work, a little bit of play. I didn't have to do the whole birthday. I did celebrate my daughter's birthday during the week. They had the girls' slumber party shenanigans going on. So I had a free weekend, but it wasn't free of any work. So I just grinding, man, at the studio in Orlando, getting some work in, just chilling.
That's about it. At your house?
No, the wife actually did a sleepover with them at a hotel suite.
Oh.
Yeah, it's different in 2021. You can't just have everybody kids at your house no more. I think the safe thing is like all the women be at a hotel. You know, I think parents feel more safe that way than sleeping in people's random homes. So they did the hotel thing. It was dope.
That's wild. The world has changed. That used to be the move. That used to be the move. Friday, you're like, please, 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 can I stay here? We got five guys and we're going to play and do this. And you'd be begging to do that. Now it's like, what? You only got a regular room? You didn't get us the suite? There's six of us.
Right. It's different day and time, man. Like, we was able to have sleepovers with our friends, but those days are gone, man. It's a wild place these days, man. But we got a special show today. We got some, it's been a while since we had some Florida staffers on. We got Kevin Bolden, off the staff guy, coming to kick it with us a little bit. So I'm excited about that interview.
Yeah, we'll bring him on. I'm in charge of all Dan's ad reads now.
Good luck with that.
So let's hit, what did we say? We'll hit Lee Freeland before we bring Kelvin on.
They try to skim it. Can you skim it? Because Dan gets very detailed with that read. He just says like the social security number and shit.
Well, if we've got Lee's social security number. Just put that in our private message there. We'll get some stuff going on. Lee Freeland of the law firm Freeland Associates is truly about the people that handle auto, medical, malpractice, nursing home, criminal matters, personal injury cases in every jurisdiction within the state of Florida. And they do it with the brashness of Steve Spurrier and relentless effort of Dan Mullen.
I like it.
Call them at 1-800-95-INJURED, and you can find them at yourfightourbattle.com.
That Avery wasn't bad at all.
I got you, so. What's up, Kelvin?
What's going on? How y'all doing?
Good.
How are you? How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Can't complain.
All right, we'll keep it rolling then. We're kicking it with Assistant Director of Player Personnel, Kevin Bolden, new hire to the staff this year. How you feeling, Kevin?
I'm feeling good, man. Just I'm glad June is over with. Basically,
I was gonna say that.
And official visits and camps.
Man, June was fun, man.
Yeah, June was fun because you're sitting at home. You're not, running around campus entertaining 8,000 kids that are rolling through.
Yeah, it was a busy month for us, man, especially with my first month being up here, dealing with the recruiting side. But I actually had fun.
Kevin, tell us a little bit about your role at the University of Florida right now and what it entails.
Well, I work directly with Coach David Turner, our D-line coach. I recruit the D-linemen, the best ones out there, and I try to attack them as much as I can, full court press them. But I also, if I have a connection at a different position, like if it's a kid in Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama area, I'm going to go attack him and I'm going to bring him to the position coach. But I work directly with Coach David Turner, who's our D-line coach, and we recruit the best D-lineman that's out there.
I like it. Before we get into, real quick, Nick, before we get into all the Florida stuff, how did you get this job? How do you become a recruiting guy? What made you want to do this profession?
Well, I was actually the receiver coach at Southern Miss, the University of Southern Mississippi, this past season. And I kind of made a name for myself recruiting at University of Arkansas, working as an offensive graduate assistant, working with Justin Stepp and Chad Morris, who was the head coach around the 2018-19 era. And I was there, made a name for myself in the recruiting, and it went from there. So, in the coaching profession, it's basically close niche. Everybody's knowing who's on staff and mm-hmm. what they're doing on staff and who's making a name for themselves. So I made a name for myself in the recruiting, and it just went from there.
You start beating some coaches out for commitments, and they're going to start not want to compete against you, just want to get you on staff.
Yeah, it usually works like that, but I'm loyal to Mullen and David Turner. I've been knowing them guys for years. When I was in junior college at Mississippi Gulf Coast, when they was at Mississippi State. So I've been knowing them guys for years, and once I got in coaching, I just stayed in contact with those guys, and that's how they went from there.
What was JUCO ball like?
I played at one of the best junior colleges in the country, Mississippi mm-hmm. Gulf Coast Community College. You know, it was a grind. You know, you just got to put your head down and grind and make the best of it, you know.
Now, what do you think when you know, what you've gone through, you know, you played JUCO and then you play at Southern Miss, really, really successful at Southern Miss. But just seeing, like, what you get at JUCO and now you come to, you know, you're at Arkansas, you're at Florida, and you see, like, what these guys get just in terms of either gear or just facilities. And you ever look back and you think, like, man, you guys have it, like, good here.
Just comfort. Mm-hmm. You know, the resources, you know, the meals, you know, them guys eating 24/7, them guys, you know, they could go to the equipment room and ask for a pair of gloves like it's nothing, you know, or a t-shirt or some shorts, or if they tear some cleats, they don't have to go pay for some cleats. They could just go to the equipment room and say, hey, man, can I get a size 11? So I think the resources, I think there's academics as well, you know, especially with the study hall. And, you know, with Florida is one of the top schools, academic schools in the country. So, you know, I believe, you know, with a kid coming to Florida, it's the best choice.
What was the Hawaii Bowl like? We're looking you up, and I saw senior year you guys get to go out to the Hawaii Bowl. I mean, first off, winning the conference championship, and then getting to go out there.
Yeah, we was actually hoping to play in the BCS Bowl, but it didn't work out like that. But going to Hawaii for the first time, you know, it was actually fun being out there for a week. You know, just spending days every day out there in practice and just having a little fun. Coach Fedora made sure the kids was having fun. Also putting in the work.
I mean, that's hard.
Recruiters change polos all the time, schools all the time. You say you was loyal to Dan Mullen and University of Florida right now. What makes you a better comp? What makes you a better recruiter in the competition outside of the logo?
Man, just me being me, you know, and you know, bringing good energy, making sure you're connecting with the mother and the father. And whoever else that's in the picture, you know, it could be the little brothers. It could be the cousin that's in the picture, you know, just bring good energy to the family and to the recruit, you know, and just being yourself, you know, because these kids could relate. These kids could see who's real and who's fake these days. You know, they, you know, you could smile in their face, but you could also they could see if that's a fake smile, you know. But so it's just being real with these kids these days and being real with the families.
We lost a guy. The guy that you replaced, I think, was Coach Coop. And Coach Coop was a big personality. I thought it was a big loss when we first lost him. And but yeah. You got it cooking on social media pretty fast, man. What do you contribute that to? Your personality? Do the staff encourage you guys to use social media a lot and let your personality shine? Or what is that?
No, that's just me. That's just who I am. You know, as a football player, you know, it's just putting your brand out there. And putting right. The right brand out there, you know, and once you put your brand out there, you know, kids going to attach to it. So that's how I see it, you know, just being yourself and putting your brand out there, and also make sure it's a positive brand.
When we talk to, you know, we're sitting out there waiting for kids to get off their official visits. We talk to them. One of the biggest things I think everyone has kind of been saying is just that they feel like the honesty with this staff. And it's like, hey, we're not going to sugarcoat things to you. This is how it is. We're not going to lie to you to try to get you here, because, you know, you can sign a national letter of intent, get on campus, and like, hey, this isn't what you sold me. Is that something you guys talk about? Like, hey, we're going to give you an authentic experience when you're on campus, because we're not trying to get you here under false pretenses just to, you know, get a five-star or something like that.
I'll say it's Dan putting a great staff together, Coach Mullen mm-hmm. putting a great staff together, making sure everybody's on the same page of things and making sure he has the right people in that building who has the same personality and the same outgoing, just being outgoing and just being themselves. You know, I give credit to Dan Mullen for doing that, you know, mm-hmm. making sure everybody's on the same page and just having everybody who's the same personality of being outgoing.
I want to take you back the first day you guys could have recruits on campus. You had like that junior day, I think it was. There was like 60 guys on campus. What goes into planning that? Is there like you do a rehearsal? Like, hey, who needs to be where? We've got 127 golf carts. It seemed like organized chaos almost.
Nah, I wouldn't say organized chaos. It's just make sure you get guys on campus. Mm-hmm. You know, you could do all the Zoom meetings. You could do all you know, the FaceTiming. But there's nothing just being face-to-face with a kid, you know, making sure he's seeing what University of Florida is all about. Making sure he's seeing the academic standpoint of the Hawkins Center. Making sure he's seeing the swamp, walking into the swamp, the 90,000-plus fans seeing on a Jumbotron. You know, and just being around the coaches, you know, and being around Coach Mullen, you know, he has a great personality. So it's all about just trying to get guys on campus every day you can, you know, throughout the month of June before the dead period.
And do you prefer to coach or recruit a certain position, or are you fine with just getting guys? I know you say you coach wide receivers. Now you're having David Turner with defensive line. Do you just go get guys, or you do prefer to recruit wide receivers?
Man, I'm going to get the best ones. I'm going to get the best ones, and I'm going to attack the best ones. Regardless of the position. And I'm going to find out if there's a connection to that kid. I'm going to do everything I can to see if there's a connection to that kid, to see if I know somebody that knows that kid, or if I know somebody that may know somebody that knows that kid. So I'm going to do everything I can to do my homework and see who's that kid dealing with, who's the kid's coach, or who's the kid playing with, or, you know, who's the family. So I'm going to get the best ones. I'm going to go after the best ones.
So he might be fed. So he's doing too much homework over here.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I like the energy. What are you guys' timeline like? I mean, the country was closed up last year and recruiting was totally different. I know you wasn't on this staff last year, but what are you guys' time frame like and urgency like with the recruiting, opening up, early signing day? I see a lot of official visits jumped off this summer. What's the deal there?
Well, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So you just take it day to day. You know, you just continue to make sure you talking to that kid each and every day, or send a text message to the kid, or send a text message to the father or the mother, or whoever's connected to the kid. So, you know, you don't pressure these kids these days, because these kids getting pulled left or right. So, you know, if they see that, you know, you'll be fine. So I don't pressure a kid to make a decision. You know, if he's feeling you, he's feeling you. If he's not, you know, I tell these kids, just let me know. Just keep it 100. I'm going to keep it 100 with you.
How do you identify that? You know, whether it's, hey, you said it might even be brother, like a little brother, need to, you know, I have a strong relationship with him and I want to be close to him. How do you identify who that person is? You know, not necessarily the decision maker. Go ahead.
You ask those questions, you know, mm-hmm. You got to ask those questions, you know, who, you know, not just the decision maker, but who's in the household, you know, mm-hmm. who are you talking to every day, or who are you dealing with? Who are you talking about the recruiting process with? So that's how I look at it. And that's, you know, you just got to ask those questions and just be upfront. You got to be upfront with each other.
Do you see a trend in official visits being more off season before the season started and not during the football season?
Yes, because of the fact during the football season, man, these coaches, you know, ain't gonna have much time, man. You know, we trying to win games, we trying to win the championship, you know, we trying to get it done. And throughout the week of up to Saturday, you know, they grinding football, they trying to learn who they going against, you know. So you know, it's kind of hard to have official visits in the fall because these coaches can't spend much time with these kids like they should. And just, you know, they just – I think it's best to have it in the summer. Now, if you're making that decision in the summer, yeah, let's go on and knock your official visit. Let's go on and knock your official visit out in the summer. If you're making it in the fall, then we just going to have to work around it and just get out there and do what we have to do to make that kid comfortable and make that family comfortable.
It's hard when you host Alabama week 3 to tell a kid, hey, no, let's do this official in July or June and you know, pay your own way and come see Alabama. I know everyone's excited about that game. Everyone we've talked to is like, yeah, I'm coming back to Florida week 3 to see that Alabama game. But I agree with you totally. You know, There's so much going on during the season. You're going to get that game day experience, which I think will help Florida in recruiting because it's a great game day atmosphere. But you're not going to get that one-on-one time with the coach or with your position coach or with Dan, because you know, unless it's 12:30 at night, you know, after the game, and he's already thinking about trying to break down film, and now he's got to talk to you. So I agree with you. I think the best move is to do it in the summer when the coaches have more time.
And that's and the best thing about it, that's why you get these kids on campus in the summertime on the unofficials, or you know, if they do come in the fall as an official, they already know what these coaches are about. They just here just enjoy the weekend, enjoy the game, and just enjoy the whole weekend, you know, the process. But you know, that's why you try to get these kids as much as you can on campus throughout the summer. You know, if it comes down to a kid taking an official visit in the fall.
True.
Now, how honest are y'all keeping it with these kids? You say y'all keep it honest with the kids. Are you recruiting certain kids and being honest to the point where you tell them they're not a take right now, and you may be recruiting a kid that's higher on the board?
Well, with my point of view, I'm going to recruit every take. So I'm not going to waste your time, and I don't expect for you to waste my time. So
right.
I'm going to recruit a take. You know, if you're not a take, hey, we just going to just keep a distance of communication.
You know?
That's where it has to be to understand of not just throwing out offers. Because you get caught up these days, people just throwing out offers. Then when a kid say, I want to commit, you're going to have to cover your tail. So you shouldn't just be throwing out offers, not knowing you're not going to take that kid commitment right away, you know.
Kelvin said he's Mariano Rivera. The Yankees aren't bringing Mariano into the game in the fourth inning. They're bringing him in the eighth or the ninth, and they got a lead. He's not coming in the third inning, Silk.
Yeah, you just got to have that mindset of things, you know.
What you learn from your recruiting process as a recruit or athlete that helps you recruit?
Relationships. You know, when I was a student athlete, you know, it's all about relationships and making sure you find that right fit for yourself and not just going after a name. You know, it's just making sure you're doing your homework of what the depth chart is like, who's going to be your position coach, you know, what's the tradition. So it's just all about being comfortable and just finding that right fit for yourself.
I want to jump off recruiting for a second. We found a video. I want to know what your relationship is with Devin Booker.
Well, where I'm from, the coast is not too big. You know, it's small. We call it a 228. You know, it's 228 area code. So I actually grew up in Moss Point before I moved to Ocean Springs. And my dad actually has a church in Moss Point, Mississippi. So, you know, Moss Point not big. Moss Point is a small town. You know, everybody know each other, especially if you have a lot going for yourself. So at the time Booker was in high school, I was still playing ball. So, you know, me and his dad is real close, Melvin Booker. So, you know, well, I won't say real close, but I'm cool with Melvin. So I grew when Booker was in high school, I was going to his high school game. So I built a relationship with him and his family. And that was actually my son's birthday weekend. So I had hit up Melvin, and Melvin connected me with Book. You know, when you're on that stage with that stage Book is on, you know, it's going to be hard to get direct contact. So, you know, you're going to have to find somebody that's could get straight to him. So I called the source, and the source got straight to him, and Book made it happen, gave him his game shoes and signed him and had courtside seats for him.
Nice.
That's data of the year stuff right there. You get game worn shoes. We're sitting right there. My son's feet are on the same court that the guys are playing on. That's big time right there.
I got to step my game up.
He deserved it, though. You know, he's a great kid. So, you know, I try to do everything I can for him.
I like it, man. June was a hot month for us. We talked about it a little earlier. And when Florida recruiting's hot, I'm a Twitter guy. Twitter is a very fun place to be when recruiting's hot. Like, I got the jokes. I got the memes. I get the people into it. What is July looking like for us, man? I'm trying to have some fun.
Well, sure, we'll see. You know, we all on edge now to see what's gonna really pop off. So, you know, we just gonna have to wait and see how everything's gonna fall. You know, hopefully it falls on our side of the court. So You know, if it falls on our side of the court, hey, let's have fun. If it don't, we just got to keep it moving and keep it pumping.
Already.
And then logistically, what is it? Is there another quiet period or a dead period that happens in July?
Yeah, it's a dead period. So, you know, kids can't come on campus or anything like that. So, you know, you just going to have to go back to them FaceTimes and to them Zooms and just making sure them kids hearing from us, you know, and making sure, you know, we just be real with them.
Are we getting a Friday Night Lights or some type of special big camp before fall or before we wrap everything up this summer?
Yeah, man, I'm actually looking forward to it, man. You know, I knew that it was kind of big where they was last before they came to Florida. So I'm actually kind of looking forward to it being here in Florida. You know, I participated with working with Coach G, Coach Gonzalez, you know, at his camps back there where they was before they came to Florida. So so I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Hey, man, tell G he doing his thing in that wide receiver room. We getting filthy talent, man. Appreciate
yeah, man.
That.
They like, shoot, you look at that room, it's like big guys, number of big guys that
man,
can
I'm telling run. You, man, they can and fly.
They can run.
They, yes,
they,
sir.
They ain't no slow guys. Slow big guys. The big guys can run. So Coach G is a hell of a coach, man. You know, he got a strong resume.
I mean, like, Jacob Copeland's like the short guy in the room.
He's not
small either.
Right, he's a big guy.
Shoot, Cope looking good, man. Cope solid.
Cope looks like he's ready to, like, if football doesn't work out, he can be like a bodybuilder. I remember he got hurt his freshman year, and he came back, just looked, like, swollen. I was like, this kid just lives in the gym. He's a breakout candidate for me this year. I think he's ready to have a season.
Give us a sleeper on campus. Who you got for breaking out, Kevin?
Yeah, no doubt. No, I'm looking for sleeper. I like to see Jadarius Perkins, the kid that just got here. So I think he's gonna wake some folks up, man. You know, I think he gonna come in and hold it down. You know, but the guys before he came in, I'll say Kamar, what's his last
Wilcoxon.
Name?
Wilcoxon.
Wilcoxon. Okay.
Yeah. He's hungry right now. You know, I don't know too much about the team, but, you know, just being around him and seeing his work ethic, man, you know, then Dex, you know, D-line Dex, number 9, you know.
Already.
He ain't no sleeper, but, you know.
No.
He fall from a sleeper, but, you know, you gotta give a shout out to D-Block, you know. So I think D-Block is going – make it do what it do.
Have you thought about what it'll be like for you first game, just, you know, being in the swamp and running out and after all the work you put in? Because I think the games are probably like the reward for all the work that you guys put in.
Well, you know, I'm just looking for the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just looking forward to just actually experience a game in the swamp. You know, yeah. I've never been to a Florida game. So
oh, you in for a treat.
Yeah, so I'm actually looking forward to it, the 95,000 plus, you know, so see what it's really all about. You know, you can see it on videos, but, you know, actually being there, yeah. So I'm looking
forward
to it.
Different vibe. Yeah. Hey, Kevin, man, we thank you for coming to hang out with us. We appreciate it. Tell the fans where they can find you at.
On Twitter, _KBolden.
All right, man.
That's easy.
Easy.
Hey, enjoy July. I know you guys earned a little bit of a break, at least from hosting. It was a crazy June, but you guys put in a lot of work. And
speaking of breaks, one last question before you get out of here. Like, the fans go crazy every time they see Dan Mullen on vacation. Yeah, give us a heads up when vacation is coming so we can let the fans know, man.
Man, it's all about living life. You know?
Absolutely.
You got to live life. It's more to it than just football, so – you know, just like we always talk about, be you, live life, have fun, enjoy.
Absolutely.
People act like this doesn't exist, like a phone doesn't exist, and you can't be doing work no matter where you are.
Yeah, right. Man, just you know, it ain't all about football. It's all about living too. So
absolutely, man. Still life out there to be lived, man. We appreciate you for hanging out with us, Kevin.
Appreciate you, Kevin.
Kevin Bolden. Impressive guy, man. Big
yeah,
I like it.
Young guy. I always wonder about that. You know, I mean, it's probably easier to relate when you're 24, 25, 26, 27 years old. Right. Say that Nick Saban's 140 and they still get recruits. But it's a lot of work that goes into that, man. I don't think I could do it. And I think you see, like, some coaches start to do
more
well.
Than anything. I think Nick Saban can still relate to the kids because he just keep it so real. Like Kevin was saying, like, he just keep it so honest and so real about everything that kids still relate to that. And of course, the results sell themselves.
Yeah, I think you relate to championships and draft picks. That's very real.
And him telling you that he gonna play the absolute best people, and you believe it because he'll bench a starter that's just was in the Heisman race last year, and also a draft pick. He'll still bench him. So just the realness as well.
Woo-wee. That's good, man. I'm ready for a break. I was out there doing recruiting stuff. I can't imagine them.
What was your June like? Let's talk about that a little bit. You survived it okay?
I was just stalking high school boys, man. Just out there waiting to ask them if they liked Florida, who they liked. I mean, I don't think I can go near a Chuck E. Cheese for a while. I mean, you know, 17-year-old boys I've been talking to.
So do you look forward to the dead periods when they had a dead period?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
I
leave the recruiting for you.
For me?
For you.
What do I do?
Not the actual recruiting. The recruiting's your game.
Oh, covering? I cover the fan aspect of it. Like,
yes.
So I'm a reactionary coverer. I cover from reaction. Like, if it's good stuff, good news, I got all the jokes, the memes, and good stuff. I come and pod about it, but on Twitter, I just got the jokes and the memes.
See, that's what I want.
If there's bad news, then I just, like Kevin said, enjoy life.
Just let it slide. You got something else going on today.
Right.
That's what I want. I need to cut out that little slice of
life. I don't think Rivals going to allow you to just.
Oh, man.
You having a rough day, Nick? Just take it off, man. Go to the beach.
Hey, guys. Kid's not coming. I'm going to head out to Daytona for the week. See ya.
no need to report this week. No, I think the staff is doing good. He didn't want to hit on no July stuff. I've been hearing about a good July as well. June was fairly good to us. I think July is going to be good as well. We're waiting on a couple more. Terrence Gibson making a decision. Jaden Gibson is making a decision. I've been having people hit my DMs like, how confident are you about Jaden Gibson, man? He's been retweeting Miami stuff. I feel good, man. Like I say, Billy Gonzalez is doing his thing. He's recruiting studs. I'm just go by what he got going on. Miami don't have any momentum on the trail. They're losing guys by the second. They just lost Quan Lee, another wide receiver. So I just like where we at in Jaden Gibson's recruitment and where the staff is heading as well and recruiting in general.
Here's one thing. So you talked about, you know, the officials and stuff like that. Everyone was excited to get the officials done. Do you think it's better to have them done now? Or do you think, okay, well, Florida's built momentum too early. And if you go and let's say they go 8-4 this year, you might get into a situation where you get some decommits later where you could have, you know, built some momentum and then kind of rode it through the season.
I think if we're a staff and we're a program that needed wins to land recruits, like say Florida State, then y'all can see how that could set us back. I think the staff is expecting like 4 wins. Or not expecting, but got in their mind that this is probably not four wins.
Woo. 4 losses.
Yeah. Whew, that was crazy.
Yeah. Chuck out everything you said.
Hold on.
4 games this year. Yeah.
Yeah. Got some McElwain vibes in my bloodstream a little bit there. Nah, but I think the staff is kind of expecting like around 4 losses. I think any fan or any kid following this program should be expecting around 3-4 losses. Anything better than that is a plus. So I'm just feeling good, man. We'll see. We got some big guys. We got Tyler Booker coming up, correct? He's about to decide soon. That's a heavy seat. Heavy seat is a guy that's been struggling and been dealing with projects this entire time. So if we could get our ceiling higher as far as the kids we're bringing in, like that shit just bodes well, man. So I think we're sitting in a good spot before fall camp kicks off. And if we could close July strong. And then, like, I think it's a good time just to get official visits in. Dan, I mean, I'm calling you Dan. I think it's a good time to get official visits in just because during the season, you can't show the facilities and the breakdown of the film. Like, you just coming in for a visit. Everybody's busy. You better see the coaches. They doing film and got other stuff going on. So off season is the best to show off your program and everything you can offer a kid. Business meeting.
And let's talk a little bit of different recruiting. just mentioned Jarius Perkins. He told Corey Bender that he is enrolled today. Obviously, if Kelvin mentioned, that means it's gone through. Missouri transfer. And then another one, Elijah Blades. Not on campus yet. What I'm being told is that there's still some classes that are being taken. 5 years in, still trying to take some classes.
Sometimes it takes, you know.
Hey, man, I took some victory laps. I'm not hating on it. It took me a while to graduate. But what do you think? We've talked about this a little bit before. What do you think the outlook is outside of Kyrie? Because to me, if you're going after two guys, and I think you've said this before too, if you're going after two guys, two grad transfers, that's a Band-Aid. That means to me you don't have – a solution on the team right now, and hey, we need to put a Band-Aid on this while these other guys develop.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well, I do like this Jadarius kid. I think he's gonna be I think he could play outside. People are saying nickel and some other spots, but I think he could play. I don't think we're just getting him just because we need a body. I think he's a guy that's gonna come in and possibly start. Same with Elijah. We're down in talented. Torian Gray left us with a lot of suspect talent at defensive back spot. You know, we're gonna have to address that heavy. We did this last cycle. I think we brought in some studs this past cycle, but we're gonna have to bolster that room up quite a bit. So I am following. I mean, Jules took a commitment this past weekend. You wanna cover that?
Who is Jules' commitment?
We just took a commitment. Oh, did we take that commitment? Or am I mistaken? But there was a commitment.
I think they did. Our rivals board was hoping that it was a preferred walk-on. It was not. I'm pulling it up right now. Should have been ready. You didn't tell me.
I didn't. I was trying to forget this commitment a little bit.
You're actively trying to forget it.
Yeah. And I just talked myself back into like bringing it up.
Were you getting trolled?
I don't worry about the trolls. I'm pretty sure like there were people in my mentions. I'm just more concerned about the take. And then I want to know, like, I don't think that, like, from the defensive back boards I was given, I didn't see this kid. So I was a little confused about where this commitment came from out the blue. But Dan Mullen did retweet something. He didn't do his chosen 22 thing.
Remember that? I forget when that was. It was Felipe Franks. And because
that was Matt. Yeah.
And us, they would tweet Gunslinger. And I think, like, Justin Fields was on campus. Was it Justin Fields?
No, it wasn't Justin Fields. It was the dude that was just at Washington, the quarterback. What's his name?
Oh, he went to Georgia, then Washington?
No, the Washington Redskins quarterback was on campus.
Dwayne Haskins.
There you go.
Yeah, Florida didn't have a quarterback. Felipe was an LSU commit, I think, at the time, decommitted, and they get them both on campus. And like Felipe tweets, all Gator, committed to the Gators. And we all just kind of like sat there waiting for the gunslinger, waiting for the chomp chomp from Mac. And like it didn't happen. And I was like, Felipe got on campus, saw this other kid, saw the writing on the wall. I was like, yo, I need to pull the trigger right now, whether I've got clearance for takeoff or not. This plane is taking off. It all happened the way it happened.
Right. So I'm still a little in the flux about if this is a take. This kid formerly or previously committed to Georgia, but was decommitted. I think he was let out of that commitment as well. I don't think it was like a decommitted he wanted to do. I think the film is just okay. I don't know who gave Jules the green light on this one, but I'm not super excited about the take. Now that we're not on Twitter, we're in the privacy of our own home.
All right. Well, we got, I got a lot of Gator news of the week today. The Olympics, man, that's what's doing it.
Shout out to Flamingo.
Dude, he's so fast. I got some hate. I said he has the potential to be one of the greatest Gators of all time. And someone's like, you better talk about Caleb Dressel and all these other people. Jesus, playing with fire. They're like, you better talk about Caleb Dressel and all these other guys. I'm like, Flamingo's 23 years old. Like, he's just getting started, dude. Like, he's going to this Olympics. He'll be in the next Olympics. Like, he's beginning of his career.
And he's smoking people. Ain't like there's a close second that may challenge him for the goal in 4 years. Like, he's just smoking everybody so far.
That was not a photo finish in his qualifier race. He was gone.
Yeah. He's doing victory laps in a sprint.
I wonder why he doesn't run. So he does the 4x110. Is it 4x1 or 110?
110.
Why doesn't he do the 2 also? Is it so different?
What, hurdle?
Yeah. Or they do a 4x4 hurdle, I know.
I don't know if they do a 200 hurdle. 210 hurdle or something like that.
210 hurdle maybe? Let me see. I think they do. They do definitely do longer hurdles because Florida has a woman runner. Which,
yeah, they do like mile hurdles and stuff, but
that's just excessive.
I'm not a big hurdle fan, but he just like glides over them things, man. So shout out to him. And I got an autographed picture of him from when he came on Stadium. He's Stadium and Gale alum.
Stadium and Gale alum. He was just trying to get on I Am Athlete show.
Oh, nice.
That'd when did you guys have Flamingo on?
Last year, this time, I think we had him on. Yeah.
Okay, let's see. They've got 110 hurdles. Oh, maybe they don't. You're the track guy. I was looking to you for knowledge, and you were just playing with fire over there.
They did a men's 200 hurdle from the 1900s to 1904 or 1994. What do you got here, Spence? Spence says they did a men's 200 hurdle from 1900 to 1094.
1900 to 1904.
Oh, 4 years.
4 years. Back in the early 1900s.
That's two Olympics, like the 1900 Olympics and the 1904 Olympics.
Yeah.
1094. He looks like a CPA over there. He's giving me all kinds of like IRS code. Where's your 1094? All right, let me hit this pot. Let me hit this this ad read, and then we're gonna get into Gator.
You didn't give me an opinion of the tape, bro. Like, what do you think about the tape?
I have no idea. My message board didn't like it.
Did you get a kid's name? What's his name again?
I didn't even get it. I didn't want to learn his name,
but I can find it. Hold on.
I got distracted.
It's like disrespectful.
I'm gonna hit my ad read while you find your name.
I got you.
Roof soldier, do you need a new roof? Is your roof leaking?
I think we just gotta commit too. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Man, in the middle of the roof soldier.
I'm sorry, bro. I was just reading out. I was talking out loud. I forget sometimes, man.
Do you need a new roof? Is your roof leaking? Is Silk talking through your ad read? Is your insurance company making you replace your roof? Running a special. If you mention Stadium and Gale, receive $1,000 off any roof replacement. Call them at 877-ROOFS-FL. That's 877-766-3735. Mention Stadium and Gale and get $1,000 off. Save money. It's free. Free cash.
Yeah, you can never be mad at free cash.
No. So what do you got? Recruit?
Jamarion Miller committed. Get some information on him. I'm trying to find the first kid. Okay, I got him. Jamarion Burt, 6'1", 175-pound defensive back out of Ocala, Florida.
What school? Forest?
Forest, exactly.
And it was not an Uncle Silk take.
No, I mean, I don't know, man. They might have seen something in the workout. He worked out for Jules. Drew seen something, and I just seen the commitment. I didn't see him on any boards. I haven't heard a lot about this kid. I turned his tape on. I didn't see anything exciting or crazy that popped out. Like Travis Johnson last year, when we took him, he was a sleeper pick, wasn't ranked that high. But when you caught on his tape, it was kind of like lights out. Like, yeah, this kid can play football a little bit. I just not seeing. I think he's an okay recruit, but I don't know if he's University of Florida material. Especially at this point, it's like we're early. This is a guy that we could have waited on. I don't think there's no urgency in taking a kid like that right now. Especially because we hot right now.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, you're not in a position right now where you've got to take. You're the name right now. You're trending on Twitter.
Right. We also got a kicker, Trey Smack. You gotta like that name.
That's a great kicker name. First off, kickers are weird. Punters are people, but that's a great name.
You can't. You gotta like that's branding. You talking about the NILs in play?
Yeah.
With a name like Smack.
What would be a bad kicker name?
Shank?
Shank would be a terrible kicker name.
Yeah.
Family
just
set
be worse.
Just setting you up for failure there.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for this? You ready for this Gator News of the Week, or you got more?
No, let's hang out. Let's go.
All right. Dan's Gator News of the Week. Florida head coach Kevin O'Sullivan is serving as the pitching coach for the 2021 USA Collegiate National Team. Gator pitchers Hunter Barco and Brandon Sproat are on the team because of COVID. Normally, they do an international schedule, and they'd fly to Japan and play in Puerto Rico, play in the Dominican. But they're just playing 11 games against themselves. So it's a bigger roster, and they're just doing inter-squad games. Still an honor to be on the team. And it's Kevin O'Sullivan's first time coaching for USA Baseball. Bradley Beal, Gator, is going to be on the final USA Basketball Olympic roster, so he'll be chasing gold. He had a wild, crazy good year this season. Need to get him down in Miami, Silk. No, that's not your team. Oh, your team got the number one pick.
No, my team's Lakers, bro.
You're a Magic fan.
No, Magic's Magic. Like, they didn't get the number one pick, though.
I thought they did.
No, they're like five or six or something. And we always get that goofy pick.
You always... Oh, you said we.
Whatever, you know.
Yeah, there we go. Big, long-time Magic fan. Incoming Gator freshman Leanne Wong will travel to Tokyo as a replacement athlete for the U.S. Gymnastics Olympic team. In women's lacrosse, the Gators added attacker Madison Riley to the roster from Maryland. Don't know much about lacrosse, but if you're getting someone from Maryland, you're probably getting lacrosse. That's my lacrosse take for the week. In men's swimming, Alfonso Mestre qualified for the 2020 Olympics, and he will represent Venezuela. Men's tennis, Sam Rifus, if I butchered that, sorry, Sam, defending NCAA singles champion, has been named to the United States Tennis Association Collegiate Summer Team. That was announced Wednesday. And I've got, how many of these? I've got 17 Gators names going to the Olympics. Mark Colzavari is on the baseball team. Bradley Beal, we said, with basketball. Kayla DiCello for gymnastics. Leanne Wong for gymnastics. Three from softball, Aubrey Monroe, Michelle Moultrie, and Kelsey Stewart. Swimming, Caleb Dressel, Kieran Smith, Bobby Fink, Natalie Hines. Grant Holloway, we talked about Flamingo. Will Clark, Marquise Dendy, Corey McGee, and Taylor Manson are running. And then Enzo Martinez Scarpe is swimming. He's swimming for Uruguay. And then, of course, Mouse, Mike Holloway, is coaching on the track team, and Anthony Nesty is one of the swimming coaches. And then we got a bunch of recruiting news that that we touched on with Kelvin. So that is Dan's news, Gator News of the Week.
All right, real quick, that Jamarion Miller kid committed to Texas, so we didn't get a commit.
Committed
to Texas, running back. And also another guy that we were after, Quayshon Sapp, committed to Florida State over the weekend. So a guy off Hevesy's board. He's been leaning in Florida State for a little while now, popped over the weekend.
All right. So that means you're going to have some Twitter bullets flying at you there?
Oh, not for him. Just poor kids just don't want to live life right, you know? Now you got to deal with the consequences of it, man. Kids, there's just like consequences to the decisions you make. I tell my kids this every day.
You've got big McElwain vibes today. You've got freedom of choice, but not freedom of consequence. You came with big, big shark blood this week.
Well, no, don't put that in mind. Don't speak that on me, Ricky Bobby.
don't you put that evil on me.
Put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
What happened with Miami? That's all the great pastime of kids decommitting from Miami, which went down right before we started recording.
Yeah, Quan Lee, the kid that started the moving service with his entrepreneurial NIL thing going on, he's decided to be a moving company. So he's moving from Miami to Orlando, it seems. I think he's going to end up being like a UCF commit soon here.
Hey, go Knights.
Shout out to Miami for now they're outside. They benefited so much last year from the pandemic. Them kids, all the local kids couldn't take visits, and they kind of cleaned up. They had a nice little haul just because kids couldn't take visits. Now this year, they're ranked like 65 in recruiting right now because kids can see the world.
Where do you think Florida ends?
We've been training around like top 15 classes, right? Top 10, 12-ish, somewhere around that. I think we could get in, like, securely into that top 10, like 7-8-ish is where I got us at.
All right. So right now on our rivals rankings, where is Florida? Florida's 21 right now. 10 overall commits. What's the room in this class? I haven't looked that up yet.
That's always the same shit, around like 25 kids.
25.
Right.
Who's your Sounds if we like got a if we've got a Silk's most wanted, who would be your guys?
Nolan.
Yeah.
My most want right now. And then I'll go. I like the Gentry Williams kid, but I don't know if we get him. And I like Evan Stewart. Just difference makers. I think all three of those guys could play day one.
Okay. What do you think? I'm getting old, like Urban flashbacks with the speed. And I think we briefly touched on it last week, but the speed that they're recruiting. Do you think there's something to that they're trying to change? Or because to me, when I look at the way that they're recruiting, they're trying to, you know, when Urban said we're going to be the fastest team in America, went out and got Rainey and Demps. I mean, they had linebackers that were running. Carlos Dunlap was a 280-pound guy that could move. Do you think Dan's trying to get to that, trying to build that fast, the fastest team in America?
Yeah. I also think he wants to be able to not have to, like, methodically move the ball down the field with possession guys or running backs that can just move the chains, get you first downs, 10 yards, the hard yards. I think he's trying to find whether it's 90 yards out, 30 yards out, 10 yards out. And I think in the past, even our running back room, before we just got the few guys that just coming on, we had guys that could get us 3-4 yards to carry, not really breaking anything big. We had the Freddie Swains, that wide receiver, the Hammond, that wide receiver, possession guys that could run good routes, but they wasn't going to score from a distance on a consistent basis. So I think he's just looking for guys that could strike from afar. I think he could get guys in position. Like, he schemed guys open. Instead of scheming a guy open to get you like a chunk of yards, he could not go get you six.
But when you look at that, so like when you say that he schemes guys open, he does stuff like that. Then we talk about recruiting and they're taking projects and stuff like this. So you're giving him a lot of credit in terms of development, X's and O's on the field. And I guess I've given him a pass on the recruiting because, hey, listen, they're getting whoever, you didn't like this guy or he didn't think he was a take, but 2 years from now, you know, he's starting and making, you know, I mean, the guys that we were talking about in that first, like, the receiving class, like Tyree Cleveland was just okay. He had some moments but didn't really do anything. Freddie Swain had some moments but didn't really do anything. And then Dan gets in, and then all of a sudden these guys are making an impact. But I guess I'm talking in circles here, but if you start getting those five-star guys, maybe it makes your coaching job easier. My baseball coach used to always say, good players make me a better coach.
Right, and also, like, you ain't got to scheme yourself to death. Like, faster wide receivers separate from DBs better, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you ain't always got to scheme a guy open. Sometimes a guy could just get open when he a five-star and he running a 4-3 10 to 800 meter. Like, he could just create his own space and make his own play. So I think he's making his job easier when he ain't got to scheme everything and then guys can go get their own. He could throw a guy a bubble screen and they could take that to the crib if they run a 10 to 8.
Well, I want to – okay, moving on to we got this NIL happening this week, Thursday. So – midnight Thursday, July 1st.
Excited about that, man.
July 1st. I think it's a long time coming. If you had a company, who is – you do have a company. Right. Who is the Gator that you would target to represent your brand?
I'm going after the Gator quarterback, of course.
You're immediately going quarterback.
Yeah, of course. Like, why not? I mean, I think Emory Jones, especially if it's my product, man, you know it's going to be super urban. He got the locks. He fits hip-hop culture. But, yeah, I think Emory Jones, anytime you want to get a product, you go with the quarterback of any of these programs, but especially at University of Florida. But outside the obvious, let me see. No quarterback. Who would I go after? Who do I like? I still would probably go after like Bogle. I'll go after Bogle. Give me Bogle.
What's your plan for Bogle? What's your elevator pitch to Bogle to get him to represent the Kush House?
Well, my pitch would be, I don't think we should use Kush House because
let's keep you on the field.
Yeah, that'd be a wild sponsorship. I think NCAA would probably like crack down on NILs after they see that one. my pitch would be just like, yo, man, like you're about to take off this year and be the a name. I think he's gonna be a fucking household name by the end of the season, to be honest with you. Shout out to Brent Carr. I think Brent Carr's gonna have a real good year, but I got Bogle slightly having a better year than him. I think like you just need the right platform, be with the right people to take that brand to another level. We don't have to wait for you to get all those sacks to do that. We can do that right now. You know what I'm saying? I'll put you in the right position on the right platform that you talk your shit, tell the people who you're about, let them get to know Chris Bogle.
Okay. I mean, you know, I'm going for Jeremy Crawshaw. We're gonna work some blue and onions. Mm. We're gonna lean in heavy to the Australian vibes.
Okay.
Maybe working a Foster's endorsement in there as well.
Gotcha. And we probably can figure out a sock deal. They kick. We'll figure out some type of wordplay there, right?
Look at that. You're my agent.
Hey man, I'm okay at this marketing thing. Man. I hang with Spence, man.
That's it. That's it. Me and we got some Aussie socks coming.
There you go.
I love it. And I don't understand the pushback on it. This isn't schools paying anyone. This isn't NCAA paying anyone. It's just allowing guys to be regular ass Americans, regular college
because
students.
Because they know they're next. Like, if once they give up this, like, and they don't stop, Nick. Like, once you give somebody rights, it's not like they don't want any more rights.
Yeah. So this is fine. I don't need any more money. That's it.
Yeah. Just let me make money off my likeness. Like, forget all the TV deals. They just know, like, that's one of the jigs that's up, and more jigs are going to be up soon. So they're trying to fend off as long as they can from the real money, because they're not worried about the likeness. They really worry about their money, the TV deals and everything else.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, and I mean, it'll be interesting to see. So I think the argument has been, you know, probably from some of the older folk and then from the NCAA is amateurism, you're taking away from the game. Now guys can transfer and now they're getting paid and amateurism. Like, amateurism's a joke. That was just something used to keep, you know, to oppress the student athletes and to keep them down and to keep, you know, the athletic directors and presidents and people in the NCAA to line their pockets while everyone else was just doing this stuff just for, you know, that meal and for some free classes. But I like this. I'm interested to see how some guys are going to brand themselves.
Take me back on Bogle. Give me Copeland. I like Copeland and the goals. It's like marketable with that smile, that beautiful smile of goals. What you got?
How are you throwing Bogle to the side already?
I ain't throw him to the side. I grew up with both guys, but if I had to rethink that thing, I think Copeland is prime, ready to go. He's wearing number one, right? So they're expecting big things out of him.
I think Dexter's one too. His girlfriend have the YouTube channel, so they're already starting to do some of that branding, some of that marketing. Had some really good headlines when they spent Memorial Day giving food to homeless people. He's a kid who's been through a lot with his dad, and I think he's got a great story, good head on his shoulders. He'd be a good one too to represent your brand. But I'm excited to see what these kids do. Whether it's, you know, I saw the Wisconsin quarterback came out with his own logo today. My guy had some swag too, so dropped it with, he wears number 5, so he dropped it with, I got 5 on it, released the logo. I'm interested to see. I think we're gonna get some corny ads too. You remember when like Will Muschamp would have to do like the dairy farmer's milk and he looked like it was like a hostage situation sitting in front of the camera? Yeah. I think we're gonna get some funny bad advertisements, but listen, as long as it's putting money in the kids' pockets and it's helping them out, I'm here for it.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how many brands really jump at like the video commercial stuff. That's what I'm interested to see. I think a lot of these kids are just gonna have to like kind of get it on their own and monetize merch and like to say stuff you see that Gervon's doing, like that type of stuff. We'll see. July 1st is about to hit, and they're all sending out their tweets about, you know, they ready to work.
It's gonna be the Wild Wild West for a minute. All right, I got one more. I got one more ad read for Dan. We got Cardinal Financial. Are you looking for a new mortgage? I just want 1 year in my house this month. So bought my first house, 1 year in my house now.
Nice. I'm about 4 or 5 years in. I lost count.
So you might be looking for a new mortgage soon. Trying to refinance.
Yeah, like this year.
Are you looking for a new mortgage? Look no further than our friend Carlton Black at Cardinal Financial. Mortgage license in Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, and Virginia. Cardinal offers many types of home loans, conventional loans, FHA loans, VA loans, fixed rate loans, adjustable rate mortgages, jumbo loans, and more. He can help with construction loans, one-time close, and even down payment assistant loans. He can also help you refinance at historically low rates. Moreover, if you are a real estate agent looking to partner with Carlton, he is your guy. Call him and close in as little as 21 days. The number is 404-769-5501 or carlton.black@cardinalfinancial.com. Who you got in the College World Series?
Man.
Do you know who's in it?
I have no idea. Vanderbilt, right?
All SEC. We got Mississippi State and Vanderbilt. So you got cowbells and whistlers.
I feel like Vandy's there a lot. I kind of guessed that, but shout out to that. Who you got?
I'm gonna go with Mississippi State. Vandy is the reigning champion, which is weird because they didn't have one last year. So they won in 2019. There was nothing in 2020. So Vandy's looking for a unique back-to-back baseball championship. Did you pick? You said you're picking Vandy.
What's up? Yeah, give me Vandy because that's the only team I knew that was in it. So I'll take Vandy.
I'm going Dogs. You got Doors. Dogs and Doors. Mm. And then I've talked about it a bunch. How much do you tune into the Olympics? Is it just track for you?
Track. It depends on what's on, how bored I am. But the only thing I'm really interested in for the Olympics is track. Not even basketball. I'm not into that.
I've gotten into it. I love stories. Like I was watching old like highlights of just like walk off and like walk off wins, stuff like that, and getting like goosebumps watching it. I love watching, especially the non-revenue sports. Like Bradley Beal has made tens of millions of dollars. Does he want to win an Olympic medal? Sure, but that's not the reason why he started playing basketball. Like there's no professional track league that's gonna, you know, set these guys up forever. So when I see the women's heptathlon, you know, whatever that one is where they do, you know, 10 events, you know, get to the Olympics and she's crying. And like, that's such a cool story. I love watching people like reach their goals. So I've been really enjoying all the trials and stuff.
Yeah. There's always a storyline. Like I always get caught up in the storyline. So whether it's like figure skating or gymnastics, yeah, there's always a storyline that everybody gets caught up in every Olympics. So I buy into that type of stuff, but just outside looking in, I just think that the track is going to be crazy too. Like men and women, should be some fun sprints.
I forget who the girl was. She was a hurdler, and I saw a tweet. She set the world record qualifying just now or yesterday, and she also had like six other world records for however old she was at that time. Even like under 16, she has a world record for under 16, under 17, 18. She was a national champion in college and then just set the world record to qualify. Damn. That's wild.
Yeah.
Well, one last thing for me. What we haven't talked about your Jags too much. I saw your boy Trevor Lawrence opened up his $400 toaster today.
Toaster?
You didn't follow that?
Nah, man. I told you. It's been hard for me to keep up with news and television and stuff lately, bro. What happened with the toaster?
So Trevor got was engaged, getting married, and then E. Dilla on Twitter found their wedding registry, and on it was this ridiculous toaster. I think it's literally $300. Oh. It's got a screen on it. You pick what it's got like a it's like a computer and a toaster. You only put two pieces of bread in it. It's not even a, you know, a two-sided four piece of bread toaster, but it's expensive. And this guy E. Dilla found it, and all of a sudden everyone starts pitching in. All these Jaguar fans, this is before the draft, start pitching in and buying stuff off the registry because he's not going to be the number one pick and can't afford it on his own. But then Trevor and his wife, now wife, turned it into like a charity thing, and they donated a bunch of the stuff. But he tweeted a picture of the toaster today. I'll send it to you so you can look at this thing. It's pretty fancy. He opened it today. Boom. Send that to you. That ain't the fanciest toaster you've ever seen.
Shout out to the weird people buying rich people gifts.
Right?
No sense. Like, who does that?
I think they started just to like, he was, so he started a like, he sounded like his Venmo. And he was like, hey, I'm going to buy them the toaster. there it is. He's like, I'm going to buy them. What
does that toaster do?
It toasts. That's it.
It's like a smart toaster. Can I toast from the crib? Like,
no, it burns your bread. That's what it does to the correct burnness that you want.
It does something special, man. Shout out to Trevor. Trevor's a Jaguar quarterback. He's going to be a Super Bowl winning quarterback and wear a gold jacket one day. That toaster does great things. We just got to figure out what it does. And he deserves it.
It just makes toast.
Revolution toaster is what it says.
It burns bread.
So you're saying put it in the oven?
You put it in a pan.
A pan?
Pan.
You got to get to the facility, baby. You got to be quick.
So I think what he started doing, because the toaster was ridiculously priced. I can't even remember what it was. It was over $300. And they ended up raising like $3,000.
Holy smokes.
From Jaguars fans sending stuff in. Yeah, y'all are crazy. I remember that one year. You guys kind of like, just lay down, know that you're not going to be a good team. Tim
Tebow updates, man.
I got no Tebow updates, bro. Damn. No Tebow updates. Good luck to Tim. Wishing the best.
Think he makes the roster?
No, I do not think he makes the roster. Do you?
I don't know, man. Our tight end room was pretty horrific.
I think he's going to get a chance. And he's got getting a chance, but I mean, you're – what is he, 34
years old? Like, I'm not trying to like just poop on Tim Tebow's dreams and aspirations, but I don't think it's smart for him to be playing football and getting his head hit at this age.
No. Hey, chase your dream. Do what you want to do. All right. But I don't think he's going to make the 53. That's just me. Anyway, so you think – back to your Jags. I'm trying to clown on your Jags. There was one year where y'all were good, and you
one
were
year.
2 years maybe. It was like the
we've been good a few years, but don't give me one
recently. Now, I'm not talking about back in the, you know, the Mark Brunell when they were good. I'm talking about recently when like Ramsey was on the team,
right?
Remember the quarterback,
they cheated us out of the Super Bowl when the Patriots cheated us. Yeah, pretty much.
That's what they do. Yeah, listen, you'll get no argument from me when the Patriots are cheating. You guys are insufferable.
Same team.
Insufferable. On Twitter,
they robbed us for a Super Bowl.
The phrase "act like you've been there before" came to mind on a daily basis.
Well, we've never been there before, Dan.
I understand. I can tell.
He calling you Dan because you're saying like the stuff he be saying, bro.
I'm trying to fill in for Dan. But yeah. Also, do we even know that Dan's there? Dan was back at the disco on Sunday. This might just be a long hangover for Dan. We need disco. Pictures.
He looked like he was at like a Vegas pool party, but in Tampa.
It was a Tampa pool party.
But it looked Vegas-ish.
I'm going to Vegas in August.
Nice.
I don't think I'm ready.
You don't think you're ready? What are you going there for? You going there for vacation or are you going for work?
Bachelor party.
Yeah. Old-fashioned bachelor party.
Yeah, I'm at that age. I'm going on a lot of them now. Not mine, though. Not mine.
Well, shout out to your friends for getting married.
And I got the Dominican in February. Vegas in August and the Dominican in February. Just living reckless, really.
That sounds like fun. That sounds like fun, to be honest with you. I need to figure out some vacations, man. I just been work. It's coming up soon. I'm gonna take something out in the fall.
What's vacation with family like? With kids.
It's like a vacation but with family.
So it's not like my Vegas trip.
Not at all. you gotta consider other people and shit. Like, it's the Dickens, man. No. You gotta care about other people. You got curfews. You gotta wake up for breakfast because they don't want to just like sit around and sleep in. You gotta like find kid activities. The best part about it is I always get to go out and wife stays in. So at night, if there's some night shenanigans, like a bar I want to hit or see the city at night, she'll stay in with the kids. She's not a night person. So I get to do my night thing whenever. But yeah, you just got to care about other people and be considerate of kids.
Doesn't sound like vacation.
No, it's not, man.
What are you doing? So when you're let's say you and the family are out, you're on vacation, you run out, you just sit at the bar by yourself, you go to the bar and just vibe, sit?
Absolutely. I do it all the time. I'm a habitual hotel bar sitter-atter.
You talk to people there?
Absolutely. The bartender, if there's some, I mean, usually you're at a hotel, people are on vacation, so you find out what people from, you know?
That is the vacation thing. That's a, like when we were in Colorado skiing, it's the opener is, where are you guys from?
There you go, man.
No one's from here.
Yeah. Where are you from? And then, like, especially, like, it depends on where you at. You know what I'm saying? The way you from these to, like, you know, a little friendship over the vacation. So now that's your boy that you met at the bar from floor three. Y'all meet up the next night. You know what I'm saying? Y'all friends now. You know what I'm saying? Y'all boys on vacation. Then you never see them again, and it's all
not, cool. Not exchanging numbers. Just be like, hey, same time, same place.
I've actually exchanged IGs with a guy on vacation. I still see him like on his IG, just living it up. I'm like, yo, that's the dude I met, man. Shout out to him.
So his life is a vacation because he's still just living it up doing it.
He just vacation more than I do. That's what I learned.
I want to get to the place where I have Dan Mullen type vacations. Lavish and frequent.
Frequent? He has like two a year.
Come on,
man. Like me, man.
I would love two a year.
Two a year ain't nothing. I need one every 3 months. Like, that's the vibes I need. That's when you live in life.
Don't, like, in Europe, they encourage that. They're like, yo, just go holiday. You get like 6 weeks paid vacation every year. Just like, get out of here, go somewhere.
I like to work when it's work I like to do. So like, I could go vacation and still do this shit right here, right?
Yeah.
So I just need to get my bread right where I can vacation every 3 months and afford it, because I can always, I don't care about working if I'm doing what I like.
Well, get your bread right. Hit your Manscaped ad.
Shout out to Manscaped, man. For keeping my head, both of them in check. Be sure to use coupon code SG at checkout for 20% off and free checking. Manscaped has got me feeling like it's a wash boy summer. You feel me? I'm feeling wash good. Boy. Wash boy. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Okay.
Feeling great, man. I'm all shaved up, clean, good to go. Great deodorant. The summer months are filthy, man. Have you hot, sweaty everywhere. But if you got the deodorants under the armpit and under the crouch pit, you good to go. And Manscaped got the deodorant for your balls. They also got the shaver for your balls. And if you need your nose hairs trimmed, they got the weed whacker for that as well. Visit manscaped.com. Use coupon code SG at checkout for 20% off, free shipping. That Lawnmower 4.0 gonna get you right. Smooth as eggs, Nick.
It the light is a game changer, but then also like the little the way that's angled, just collecting right. Hair, just great engineering from our friends over at Manscaped.
The light is great. That's the best glow in the dark feature since Mike Norvell's glow in the dark slingshot.
Wild. I can't believe they got so hype about a
ATV.
Not even. It's got three. it's a tricycle with a motor.
Right.
And they got so hyped about that. I was down in Tampa for a wedding a couple months ago. You can rent those for like $10 an hour.
Yeah, on the beach, man. Like it's a jet ski.
It's just a little beach cruiser, and they're just like so hyped about it, pulling up on the field.
Yeah, they don't even ask you for a major credit card or nothing, man. They just let you just ride off the lot with it.
But yo, you actually do you have 15 single dollar bills. You don't need a license. Just yeah, go ahead, take it.
Promise you'll bring it back is all we ask.
Just bring it back, please. And I saw Manny had about 40 guys on a boat.
Yeah,
we gotta talk about ratio. That guy to girl ratio is not correct on that boat.
We South Florida guys, man. We have ratio rules for boats, bro. And yeah. If you call me for the boat trip, that's the first thing I'm gonna ask you is how many girls are going?
Don't need 30 guys on a boat.
Never.
That's not great recruiting in my book.
They have 40 Hall of Famers there and then get one commit. That's the real travesty here. Like they had all those people, these people that wear gold jackets, they're important NFL people. They wasted their time. They came out, you know, took a vacation, pulled to Miami to hang out, to help their alma mater, and they didn't land a single guy.
That's a tough scene. Tough scene. You got to feel bad for him, Silk. I know you do.
No, I can't wait to part. I'm victory rolling this week.
Kev's getting it this week.
Yeah, man, decommitment. All these Hall of Famers can't land nobody. I got good jokes.
you are you freestyling jokes or you got like a pad?
I just been talking shit my whole life, so I got stored up. As I like Jay-Z, you know how Jay-Z just like don't write his lyrics and he just walks around mumbling raps all day. I walk around mumbling jokes all day and I just have like a chamber full of in an archive. So when Victory Roll Up goes, I'm ready to go.
You hear that? Dun, 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 dun. You hear that? You hear your intro, and you're like, "Yeah, that's my beat." Okay,
ready. Go Rain Man.
Jay-Z. All right, I think that's a show. So,
oh, shout out to Brunt Insurance and Financial Services, man. Oh, I almost forgot my man Brunt, man. I knew I was like, man. I know I have two ad reads on every show. So shout out to Brunt Insurance and Financial Services, man. Anything you need insured from the Panhandle to the Keys, my man Greg got you. I upgraded the Kushaw's insurance. He just hit me up. I was like, yo, man, that bill due this week. Don't forget. See, I got you. Got you, Greg. I'm going to take care of that, man. So you need business insurance, life insurance, automotive insurance, boat, renters, motorcycle, anything you need insured from the Panhandle to the Keys, BruntInsurance.com or 954-589-2204. Big coverage.
Big coverage.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll have Dan back next week. Maybe not. Who knows, man? These hockey playoff series last a month. Everyone goes to game 7. Dan's big money, so you know he'll be in a box for whatever game.
He's probably on a bender right now. Like, Lightning's winning in the finals. He was at a raver yesterday, bro. Like, Dan is definitely on a bender.
I don't know how much Dan has slept. I don't think there was any headhunting done at his 9-to-5 job today. I think Dan went straight from the disco to Amalie Arena. That's lit. He's living life. While the rest of us are here working, Silk. But
I imagine
when you love work, it's not bad.
Who got a song? He had a song, right? So I'm taking his song.
You take his song. I know it'll be something from the country list.
I don't have anything on my country list, man. Unfortunately, I'm looking through it right now. I don't see anything country.
Silk song of the week is Baby Shark.
let me get some R&B. Let me go Cy Ari the Kid Back and Forth. How about that?
That's a new one for me.
I like Cy Ari the Kid. He got a new project out. It's pretty dope. Hey, man, same corner, same time, Nick.
Already.
Say you wanna talk. Don't go too far. Yeah. Just say what. At the crib, in the car. You can text, you can call.
It's fine. We ain't gotta talk, I'm alright.
I'm alright.
It's not that deep, you ain't gotta worry about it. I'll figure it out, you just the first option. Oh, do you got the love that I want?
you, I ain't trying to stress you. But here we go, back and forth, back and forth, go back and forth, yo. Yeah. Always going back and forth, back and we go. Here we go, back and forth, yeah. Back and forth, go back and forth, yo. Yeah. Always going back and forth, go.
Back, back, forth and forth. Oh, we know you got the time.
Whatever.
I guess that bitch wasn't right.
Made you look in my eyes. Everything ain't a sign. I don't tell you everything, but that don't mean it's a lie.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. You could say whatever.
Wait.
Tell me that you never. Oh no, I know better.
Oh, now I'm grown, but you say I'm controlling. I know you bipolar. I hope it's not over. 'Cause I got the love that you want, and I got the love that you need. I know you waiting on me.
Yeah, you waiting on me, yo.
I'm just trying to bless you. I ain't trying to stress you. But here we go. Back and forth,
back and forth, go
back and forth,
yo. Always going back and forth, back and we go. Here we go, back and forth, yeah. Back and forth, go
back and forth,
yeah. Always going back and forth, go back and forth, we go.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.